All right, it is week 8 of the Harrison Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. Harrison Warriors have won their first game of the season, 48-6. Did it with style points against Central from last Friday. But then again, it is Friday, so Harrison is getting ready for tonight's game, and it is the game of the week, Harrison at Modern Day in the bowl. Ryan Metzger, Josh Woody will join us on WREF to talk about that. But in this show specifically, we're not talking to Ryan and Josh. We're talking to Mo Sutton, the head coach of the Harrison football team, trying to make it 2 consecutive wins. We'll also hear from Brock Cosby, who was uber involved in the win against Central and should be uber involved tonight. Win, lose, or draw against Modern Day. All of that brought to you by our prize sponsors here on WREF. We could not, we would not do it without them. And again, we have to thank them here on 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. What they do for us and what they do for you, unbelievable stuff. So, a shout-out to all of our prize sponsors, First Federal Savings Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, Seamers Glass, and Dodd Brothers Construction. All right, we'll take a step aside here from Mo Sutton, the head coach of the Harrison Warriors, now with a win under their belt. 2 games left in the regular season. What can they do from here on out? We'll find out in a moment right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The
back
ref,
here on week 8 of the
Harrison Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. Mo Sutton, the head coach, joins us here on WREF. Hey, coach, really appreciate your time.
Hey, happy to be here.
Happy to have you. So let's talk about this past week, a mammoth win against Central by way of implications, but also by way of margin, 48-6. You guys trounced them. What was going right, especially early on, to set the tone and go into the locker room up 34-6?
Well, I mean, it's just a prime example when kids do what they're coached to do and execute, and we played pretty well. I mean, you know, it was a confidence booster for us. And, you know, the season didn't go, hasn't went, you know, our way up until that point. You know, we saw stints of our kids doing what they're coached to do, but just not enough. And, you know, we fell short a couple times. And, you know, this time it really paid off big for us.
Again, with a 48-6 win against Central, Harrison gets their first win of the season. And like you said, guys doing what they're coached to do. Was this, in your mind, always in the group, that this was always something that they were capable of? Or is this a recent development that now we're seeing on the field?
No, I mean, you know, we played well against Jasper, you know, and we always play a good quarter, good 2 quarters, and then, you know, we have wet paper bag syndrome, is, you know, when the bottom just gets wet and falls out. And then, I mean, you know, we stop executing and things go bad for us. But one thing's for sure, we always say here at Harrison High School, like, it's bigger than football, and we try to relate it to life. The clock's going to keep ticking whether you're doing everything right or doing everything wrong. You just have to decide which way it's going to be. So they continue to do things right and didn't let up off the gas. And, I mean, that was pretty much the score. And that was the tale of we played 3 good quarters, and then, you know, we let our JV play in the 4th quarter. So, I mean, that's what, I mean, some of the other teams have done to us. So
yeah,
it's kind of how it goes.
Well, I mean, silly question, because there's a lot of X's and O's to talk about, and there's a lot that goes into a win like this. But for you, with this being your alma mater, it's been a tough season, like you said, but to go running clock on Central in a positive way, how did that feel for you, not only to get a win, but to get a win with style points?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, again, that was just for the program. I mean, you know, it's a change in the program. I mean, Central's down, and Coach Arce is doing a good job to try to bring them back up, because I know within my first year here, we definitely were on the other end of a running clock versus Central, and that's more recent history. So, you know, we know what it feels like. I mean, it's, you know, it's just kind of what our success looks like in our program, to where we can kind of turn the tide and keep doing what we came here to do 5 years ago. So, you know, we're still kind of, you know, close, but not where we need to be. But, you know, we're making strides. And, I mean, most people don't see the strides that we're making. But, you know, I guess with the win against Central, people are kind of taking notice. But We'll see.
It's not anything especially new. We've been talking about Jalen Sutton for a while. This probably his best game of the season. Nearly 200 yards on 11 carries, three touchdowns for him, including the 84-yarder. So for him, in seeing what he did and continues to do, but this time to apply it to a win, what was that like to see that from your vantage point?
Jalen is what we would consider a big back, and he goes in, and you know, when he runs hard, it's pretty hard to tackle a kid, and you know, he made some big runs, and that's what it's going to take for us to win big. When he doesn't run hard and, you know, and get first downs and moves the chains or even scores touchdowns, we're in a battle bigger than what we should be. But, you know, we got the big fella running hard early, and the train didn't stop. So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you take that, right? You like it. Mo Sutton, the head coach of the Harrison Warriors here on WREF, a mammoth 48-6 win against Central on Friday. Now getting ready for tonight's game, and Harrison trying to make it two in a row, the game of the week against Modern Day. We're back in a moment here on WREF. We'll hear from Brock Cosby right here on 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on Week 8 of the Harrison Football Show, I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you. Brock Cosby, the senior wideout for the Warriors, is here on WREF. Hey, Brock, really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
So, in looking back at last week's game, it is a big deal for Harrison to get this win, not only because it's the first win of the season, but because you guys did it with plenty of room to spare, 48-6 against Central. For you and your senior year to be a part of this win, I know that there's been so much work done behind the scenes to get here. What was it like, that experience for you and for the rest of the group?
It was a great experience because we've been working hard since the summer and all season just to get to that point, because we know how good of a team we are, and just to prove to everyone that we can do stuff like that.
Offense really took off early, 34 points in the first half, and you guys lead 34-6 at halftime. I'm kind of curious what the halftime vibe was, because at that point, I know that you guys still had to take care of business in the second half, but at that point, it really felt like the game was in hand. How did you guys feel after two quarters?
We were obviously happy, but we still wanted to finish the job, and, you know, homecoming was going on, and a few of the seniors were out there, but we were still locked in on the game and just wanted to finish it and secure the first win.
Brock Cosby here on WREF, the senior for Harrison, helping the Warriors clinch their first win of the season against Central. And again, it comes on homecoming, which makes it even sweeter. And very happy he can join us here on Week 8 of the Harrison Football Show. Now, Brock, looking ahead to Modern Day and trying to turn one win into two, and the next one would be a mammoth one, because Modern Day is one of the best teams in the area. So what's the game plan, and what is the ramp-up like for you and for your guys?
I think it is. It's just a carryover what happened last week to this week. Stay focused, you know. Just do all of our jobs together, and I think we're talented enough to pull this one out and keep moving forward.
How important are the next two games? Not just Modern Day on Friday, and we're excited to be carrying it here on WREF. How important are the next 2 weeks, Modern Day and then Bossy, ahead of the sectional?
I think it's very important, because that would mean three wins in a row going in sectionals, and just getting on a win streak before the playoffs, it's a big deal. And yeah, I think these next 2 weeks are the most important weeks coming up. So,
Brock Cosby here on WREF, the Harrison senior wideout, trying to continue the momentum that was built last week in a 48-6 drubbing of Central. And again, we're very excited to be carrying the next game against Modern Day at the Bowl, 6:30 kick, 6 o'clock, Taroni's pregame show. So, Brock, for you, it is the penultimate game of your regular season career in high school football. For you, what do you have left to do to prove in your high school career before you're done as a Warrior?
I just want to prove that, like, I can help my team win, do whatever it takes. Doesn't have to be catching a lot of balls or scoring touchdowns, like making the right play and making the block and just helping our guys win, like, as a team, make the right plays.
I love it. That's Brock Cosby, the senior wide receiver for Harrison Football, getting their first win last week against Central, trying to make it two in a row this upcoming Friday, or this Friday, I should say, tonight against Modern Day. Hey, Brock, really, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win last week, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, we take a step aside. Mo Sutton will put more meat on those bones and getting ready for tonight's game against Modern Day here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Wrapping up shop here on week 8 of the Harrison Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. Mo Sutton, the head coach, joins us here on WREF, getting ready for tonight's game, 6:30 against Modern Day, the 6 o'clock Taroni's pregame show here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. All right, Coach, so with Modern Day, I feel like a lot of it rests on the shoulders of Tate Mallory, especially offensively. So how do you get your defense ready to address him and that challenge?
Well, I mean, he's a pretty good quarterback. I mean, he can run the ball. He's got a good deep ball, and he's pretty precise. So, you know, we're going to have to defend and, you know, stay in coverage. And then when he does run the football, we got to come up and make a clean tackle in the open field. So, you know, we've got a game plan ready for him, and our kids are watching film. So, again, I mean, our kids are going to be prepared to play the game. Now they just have to go out and execute.
And looking at last week, they were prepared to play the game. They did execute. Has this week of practice felt any different than it has in past weeks, turning a win into another game plan and trying to make it two in a row?
Well, the energy's been a little higher. I think, you know, that's with any win. I mean, it was a struggle, you know, being winless and still trying to keep the fire going and energy level up. So, you know, in previous weeks before now, you know, it's been tough. But just, again, staying positive and keeping a level head and just come out and doing things right and staying on schedule during practice and making sure we cross our T's and dot our I's. So that's where we are.
Again, Mo Sutton here on WREF, the Harrison football coach, getting ready to play Modern Day. 6:30 start to that game and a 6 o'clock start to the pregame show here on WREF with Josh Woody and Ryan Metzger. Now, Coach, in talking about this game again, Modern Day led by Mike Gable, they're going to be prepared. You know that. How do you expect them to try and address your offense, which last week exploded for nearly 50 points and led by Jalen Sutton? What do you think their game plan is for him?
Well, I know that they're going to come after us and they're going to play hard and try to get big hits on Jalen, and he's just got to run hard. I mean, that's the game of football. I mean, it could be a slugfest between the two teams, or, you know, could be one-sided. So, you know, we're just trying to be on the good side at the end of the game and play four good quarters.
Again, Harrison football head coach Mo Sutton here on WREF. Only two games left in the season. You guys get your first win of the year last week, and now you have an opportunity to prove yourselves even more and end strong going into the pairing. And, well, you got Bossy in the final game of the season, with Modern Day being the penultimate game of the regular season. What are you hoping to prove that you tonight that you haven't proven yet this year, or at least hadn't proven until the Central win?
Well, I hope that we can go on a roll. I mean, and you know, Modern Day is the next step into kind of salvaging our season and, you know, moving on to, if we get a win against Modern Day, moving on to try to get a win against Bossy, and then, you know, trying to get a win in the sectional. If we finish out strong, I mean, I'm sure we can go into sectional with a couple wins, and, you know, we own the possibility of winning our first sectional game in 5 years or since I've been here, and then, you know, probably 8 or 9 since we've won the last sectional game. So 8 or 9 years since we won the last sectional game. So, you know, I mean, it's just, again, opportunities in front of us, and I always tell my kids, you got to take advantage of every opportunity that you get, because you don't know when it's going to be another opportunity to do the same thing. So.
That's Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison football here on WREF. Week 8 of the Harrison football show, and breaking down the win from last week against Central 48-6 and previewing tonight's game against Modern Day as well. And again, you can hear it on WREF at the top of the hour with the Taroni's pregame show. I should say the top of the next hour at 6 o'clock. Hey, Coach, really, really appreciate your time and good luck.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, you've been listening to Week 8 of the Harrison Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, The Ref, always the right call.